listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
And I heard him say nothing's ever promised tomorrow today from the shy like Tim. It's a hard away. So this is in the name of love, like Robert say, before you ask me to go get a job today.
And I at least get a raise of the minimum wage, and I know the government's administered aid, so I get you just pray like the minister say, Allah Akbar, throw them some hot cars.
Things we see on the screen that's not ours, but these niggas from the hood so these dreams not far. Where I'm from, the dope boys is the rock stars, but they can't cop cars with seeing cop cars.
I guess they want us all behind bars, huh? Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and we're in the house on a Monday.
Yes, sir. Beginning of the week,
Monday, and I feel like we made record time with these current guests. Normally, you know,
we normally space for about 30-45 minutes.
Yeah. We're getting better.
Hey, you know, they cutting that 40 time down a little bit at a time.
Yeah,
we're getting better.
But you guys should recognize the voices, man. If you listen to our podcast, I feel like you'd be doing yourselves a disservice not to listen to theirs. But it's the fellas from Three Guys On, Andy Klein, Randolph Terrence, and Tim Miller. What's up, y'all?
What's going on, man?
Come on, man.
Oh, man. Feeling great, man. I'm glad y'all can make it, dog.
Me too.
You're happy to be back.
Karen, yeah. How you doing?
Good.
And having Tim.
With your slavey voice. Yeah.
I'm never going to let that go.
I just be out here just a picking cotton for my son. You know, just working hard out here cooking them chitlins. You know what I'm saying?
We got called the Angry Feminist Machine.
No, feminist.
Oh, feministist machine podcast.
And the right wing.
Yeah, right wing feminist. So yeah, we got, you know, the hits keep coming, man. So first of all, man, make sure you guys go check out Three Guys On there everywhere that podcasts are. iTunes,
yes,
Stitcher when it's up, you know, when Stitcher is working.
When it's up.
Did you guys notice that?
It's been down for like 4 days. They still ain't got that shit up.
Yeah,
it's back up today, but it's not updated.
Yeah, our fans have told us several times that Stitcher's having problems.
Yeah, and I be telling them, hey, y'all, go somewhere else because I don't want y'all to miss out because y'all waiting on Stitcher.
Yeah, but, you know, make sure you guys go check them out, man. Leave them 5-star reviews as well. Like I said, I listen to them every week, man. It's always a great time. And, you know, they have a various clavicade of comics that come in and guest spot in case Tim's not around. And all those dudes are also funny as hell too, man. I meant to tell Petey Steele, he did a great job, man. So
no problem, we'll let him know.
Yo,
we'll
his know. His cool. Accent sounds like every dude in Law and Order that gets interviewed at like a warehouse. That motherfucker today, man. He sounds just like all those dudes that are just like, yeah, I knew him, you know.
Yeah, I knew the guy.
He should fucking try out for those. I don't know if he acts, but that motherfucker he missing his calling. He could be in like Law and Order, all the CSIs, all that shit.
Yeah, they're gonna go forever.
He's not from anywhere where that accent exists.
Yeah, I've never heard that accent before. Like,
it's not real.
Yeah, neither have I.
Yeah.
Neither have I.
It sounds just like a TV, like a TV fucking method, not method actor, a bit actor that just, you know, is like, no, a carburetor doesn't work that way. And like, oh.
Yeah, you're like, right. Don't nobody really talk like that.
Yeah. He's from the city of blue collar.
Yeah. Right. Like, come on, Petey, man. Go ahead, talk to me for real. Like
that's how I thought person. When I first met him. I was like, why are you putting on this voice, man? Like, sometimes comics will do that.
Yeah.
Why are you putting this voice on, man?
It sounds like you should be wearing a hard hat all the time.
Down the construction site.
A road guard vest.
At all times.
Something reflective.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait on him to break character one time, but it's so good, man. And of course, you can find us on iTunes and stuff, theblackguywhotips.com. Also, leave us 5-star reviews if you like the show. And if we like the review, we'll read them. Hopefully if they're good, we'll read them. If we can pick at it and it's bad, we'll probably laugh at that too. But in general, we like good reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. And today's podcast is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. That's right, tweakedaudio.com, maker of fine headphones. The all kinds that go over your ears, kinds that go in your ears. My favorite are the Hegones or Hegane. They go inside your ears. They had this really nice prosthetic that you can like it basically clips into your ear and you can run and play like basketball and all kinds of shit.
Yeah,
what's the name of this one?
They're called Hegone. I don't know if it's pronounced Hegane or if it's pronounced Hegone. I like Hegone myself.
I like Hegone too.
Yeah.
That's what we call them. And they actually are nice. Roger had
and
a pair.
It stays in the ear.
In your ear while you work out. Like, you can go hard and they stay in your ear because it's just this little extra piece that goes in your ear and fits. So, it's actually really cool for people that are, you know, are more active.
Does it work with glasses? You wear glasses.
Yeah, yes. It works with glasses because it doesn't go, that's one of the things I like, it doesn't go over your ear where your glasses will bump it and knock it out.
It actually clips like on the inside of your ear.
Yeah, it's real cool, man. It's some Star Trek shit.
I need something.
Man.
I might get a pair because I've been messing around with Roger because I like to mess around with his shit and then determine if I want it or not.
It's just like food, right?
Right. Oh. I taste it. Ooh, I think I'll try some of that.
But yeah, make sure you guys go to tweakedaudio.com. Code TBGWT gets you 33% off, free shipping, and it comes with a lifetime guarantee, so you don't want to miss out on that. It is also day number 425 that Bobby Schmurder has been locked up in jail without bail being reduced.
Bobby.
Yeah, so
Bobby.
Which means that this is now his second Valentine's Day he spent in jail.
Oh, yeah. Free Bobby.
No.
Where's Martin Shkreli at?
Right. He out. That's fine. America's fine with that.
He stays out.
Right. Nah, he's supposed to be posting bail for the kid.
Right. Remember that?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he didn't get in trouble till he mentioned he was going to post bail for Bobby, and then all of a sudden the feds swooped in.
Yep.
They was like, nope.
Goddamn conspiracy, yeah, man.
Like, he is in Manhattan? Oh, he right up the street. We can go grab that dude.
They was like, what you won't be doing.
Right. But, yeah, man. So, you know, free Bobby, man. It's, you know, and it's the day after Valentine's Day. So it's second side chicks day for people that lucky enough to have more than one side chick.
I guess that's how you know where you rank.
Yeah. I hate to, you know,
but
game.
If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah.
The game's supposed to be sold and not told, but you know, I kind of gave game away a little bit.
Apparently,
there.
So like the first side chick go the day before,
right?
Your real girl is Valentine's Day,
right?
And then the second child chick is the next day, so you go. Right.
She definitely knows about the other.
Right,
two.
So you go Captain D's, right. Red Lobster, then
Long John Silver.
Right, yeah, that's the order.
Yeah. Captain D's. I haven't heard that in forever.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody, well, I don't know. What did you guys do for Valentine's Day? I feel like, I don't know if you guys celebrated or if you got anything, but I feel like the number one gift for most men this year was, Red Lobster, right?
I mean, there's only one by us. I'm sure it was packed.
I guess the race.
You're talking about Van Dorn, right? That's the only Red Lobster I can think of off the top of my head.
I don't know where Red Lobster is.
There's one on Van Dorn.
Or any. I've only been to Red Lobster once in my life, or twice.
I feel like I feel like if you're dating sisters, then you're getting Red Lobster. But if,
let me explain Red Lobster to you, young brothers. Let me explain it. Okay. All right. I am 47. That means I started dating in the late 80s.
Right.
Okay. The first serious date you took a girl to, a young black man in the hood, was Red Lobster.
Right.
That was the first serious date. Red Lobster, Valentine's Day, you went to Red Lobster. On her birthday, you took her to Red Lobster. Mm-hmm. And she would be impressed with them cheddar biscuits.
Yep.
Yeah, Red Lobster was the joint.
Yeah, you get exactly how many shrimp are in that picture. Like, you think they make it look good, so you think you about the feast, but it's really like six shrimp. You know what I'm saying?
My man John said in the chat room, John Sutton, Red Lobster, that's how you knew this was a real relationship. We're going to Red Lobster.
We getting serious.
Understand where I'm taking you, like, to Red Lobster.
Beyonce knew what she was doing when she put that shit in that song. Every black person was like, mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, he, I keep telling people that they don't believe him. Like, Red Lobster was the spot.
Yeah, yeah. That, like, I don't even like Red Lobster, but it's more because of the crowd. It'd be so packed all the time, man. Like, it's never cost benefit analysis. My time is too valuable to be fucking with Red Lobster at this point. But yeah, it was a time though, dog. You, right next to every Olive Garden, you be out, right. Seeing that line out the door.
I think that's part of the agreement because I do not see a standalone Olive Garden and a standalone Red Lobster. They normally side by side.
Yeah. Well, when Olive Garden came, that put a dent in the Red Lobster and really.
Yeah, same crowd yeah. going to Olive Garden. So they're both packed now in Manassas and certain areas around DMV.
I feel like they should have put, like, they could just as much put, like, two Olive Gardens next to each other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It wouldn't matter. It's still going, the ratio of who goes into what building is going to be exactly the same no matter what, man.
Because I'm like y'all. I've only been to Olive Garden once, and it was fast food Italian. I was like, what the fuck is this?
All it is. It's Fazoli's, basically. It's like a step up from Fazoli's.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now I don't really mess with Red Lobster, Tim. Or Golden Corral, Tim. I think that's more. You did a lot of Golden Corralling, right, Tim?
Yes, sir. That's where I was going.
Yeah. Mm. See, I didn't really mess. I don't eat enough to warrant to a buffet.
But you can't take a girl to go to Corral on a date though, right? Can you? I mean, on a serious date.
But you can. See, this is how you do it, baby.
Okay.
What you do is that. You know they sell items at the buffet place that are like ordered from the menu. Mm-hmm. So you you know what, girl? Let's order the special with the two steaks and the sides and the bar comes with it, girl.
Right. Oh.
We can do it like this.
Yeah, that's just like getting cheddar biscuits.
Yes.
You just look down at all the people who are at the chocolate fountain all lined up.
Yeah. Right. Real food idiot. Coming. Yeah, right. You guys are idiots.
Right. They'll bring, girl. They bring us our food. We don't have to go. You don't got to get up.
Nope.
Yeah, I feel like.
You better not touch that buffet, though. You better not go near that buffet. They going to charge your ass.
But if you order off the meat, if you order off the menu, I guess you don't need to bring Tupperware for your purse then.
No.
My Aunt Linda made that shit a science, dog. They had an ad last year that was like, and now you can take home biscuits. I was like, nigga, we've been doing that.
Home biscuits.
Oh, we can.
now we have permission because we've been doing that shit, dog. I done ate Golden Corral at somebody else many a time.
What they came with their own, you know, Rubbermaid when that first came out. Yeah. So they were pulling out all the different colors, but I put the chicken in this.
Yes.
Go on over there. I want three sugar cookies.
Listen, my aunt would turn all us kids and the motherfucking mules, dog. We were smuggling the shit out of the buffet, man. I know they was, and it wasn't even that discreet. I just think they looked at her like, yo, it's not a person you want to fuck with. Just let her have it.
Right, she got all them kids. We're gonna get fucked up. I get paid $2.13 an hour. It ain't worth it, dog. It ain't worth it.
Worth it.
I'm trying to post this on our social stuff. Where can people find us right now? Spreecast?
Yeah, spreecast.com. You know, the link is in the top, but if they just go to spreecast.com, they should see us on the front page.
Yeah, I'm going to put spreecast.com.
The other thing I was going to say, though, is I wanted to get how you guys' Valentine's went, if you guys still celebrate that and stuff. Tim, man, did you do anything for Valentine's?
Man, I did nothing. Here we go. I got lucky. I got, I spent the day with my daughter. We went to a storybook time in Rockville.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is, you know, that is nice, especially having a daughter. Like, it's like this even, like, you know, I spent Valentine's with my daughter, even though it really means you struck out everywhere else.
Nah, but what it is we went early. So, but later on in the day, I did strike out. I mean,
But it's a good fallback story, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, when someone asks you what you did, you don't have to be like, man, I couldn't get nobody to come over and Netflix and chill. You just be like,
cute, but it's still cute, though. So right.
It is. That's exactly. Precious.
That's smart. What about you, Andy, man? I know, you've been with your lady for a while, man. Do y'all do anything?
Not really. Sunday is our normal, like, date night anyway.
Ah.
So we went. We went to the American History Museum in D.C. yesterday, just for something to do. Mm. And then we came home and watched the All-Star game. There was nothing romantic about it.
Really, Andy? You? No romance?
Yeah, for a change.
Yeah. What about you, Randolph, man? Did y'all do anything?
Well, people who follow me on my social media know I took Princessa to dinner Saturday night. She had a dinner date with me.
Oh.
The pictures with that little girl's face, man.
Yeah. That's 100. That's 100 likes right there. You better learn.
For real, man.
Y'all gotta learn.
It's automatic. It's automatic.
Y'all gotta start.
That's 100 likes right there.
Yeah, I like the children, even though I don't want none. I like y'all children.
Y'all gotta start putting.
My wife was working that night, so I said, "Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take you to for Christmas, her grandmother, my mom, got her a very pretty velvety red and black dress, and I had told her in passing. You know what, Daddy will take you out some fancy to get something to eat, and we'll all go. And she was like, take me. I was like, okay. So we went out. I got a lot of Your Date Is Beautiful. I got a lot of those.
Oh.
Got a lot of that. Your date is so beautiful. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Could you go like my post? Give me a like.
Yeah, right. Give me a like.
Yeah.
This is how pretty my daughter is. She asked for some pizza, and they didn't make pizza. Do you know that these people at this restaurant went next door and bought her cupcakes?
What?
As we were leaving, they were like, here's some cupcakes because we didn't have pizza for you.
Damn.
Oh, man.
It's like, see, you're forcing me to have to oppress her. I don't want her to think that this is how the world works.
Right.
You got to balance it out.
Yeah, no, it don't work like this.
As we were walking, I smacked the cupcakes out of her hand. And I was like, oh, I slipped. I'm sorry. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. I'm sorry. I just came and changed clothes and went out to the show. Me and Andy put the show on. We didn't have no Tim. We needed some Tim there to.
Did you? Well, because of the pay thing.
Yeah, but it actually went very good.
Hey, man, what is it like doing comedy on Valentine's Day?
Well, I did 3 shows yesterday on Valentine's Day. They do a thing, The Princess Bride. I opened for a movie. 17 years of stand-up, and I'm opening for a movie. Where my career is at right now. I did three of those shows. I mean...
Are people into it? Like, or are they just more like, I'm on this date, I'm just don't fuck it up for me? Don't know.
There was a lot of that.
You do any crowd work? Do y'all do?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I always wonder how that goes on. You know, date night. It's like, come on, dog. Just
the night before when we did our show Saturday night, that's the first thing I said on stage. I was like, okay. Pre-Valentine's Day, this is side chick night right here. Side chick night. So if you're out tonight and you don't see your man tomorrow, guess what?
Guess what?
You're a side chick. I hope you know that, because now you know. Now you know. Your man took you to this free show. You know why? Because you're a side chick. Spend a lot of money on a side chick. I got to save it for my lady tomorrow.
That's a good
time. By the way,
starting a comedy show like that, it really puts the crowd in the
mood. That's exactly how I started.
Yeah. This is serious here.
I'm not playing here. I just need you to know. They enjoyed it.
So Saturday, where I was at, I went to the movies. We saw Zoolander.
Oh yeah, Zoolander 2. How was it?
Zoolander 2. Yeah, I should have went to that show. not even to perform. Just went to the show and paid $5 and watched my friends perform. That movie was so bad, I can't even. I went to sleep. I went to sleep during the movie.
Oh yeah! See, I'm one of those people that I never sleep. I never sleep during movies.
Yeah.
So if I sleep during a movie, it's shit. You know what I'm saying?
I was out 10 minutes into the movie.
Damn!
I kept waking up like, damn, this shit's still going.
They still making them faces.
Still going?
Damn, it looks good in the previews.
It looks good in the previews. Whatever they use in the previews, those are the 3 to 4 clips of good parts of that movie.
That's how it felt to me. Felt like that to me, especially when they showed Justin Bieber getting killed in the previews. I was like, that seemed like that's a major part of the, like, a major part of the plot is that that's shit gonna happen. So why are they showing you already?
Yeah, it was early too.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
But the thing is, so my date, she picked it, right?
Right, oh, okay.
The next night, we saw Deadpool.
Mm. Oh, Deadpool was greatness.
Dog. Deadpool, it was funnier than Zoolander.
Yes.
I believe that.
Yeah, I spent the whole time laughing. It was good as shit.
Yeah. But see, okay, does Karen know, like comic books and all of that though?
Yeah, yeah, she does.
Okay, so she got the references, she got the jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my date didn't get the joke. So I had to, some parts I was like, okay, so
yeah, we both read comic books.
Yeah. Like other people were like, can y'all shut up? Like the nerds. Cause it was packed.
Yeah, cause the other thing is that, there's so many jokes in that movie that if you are talking, you're going to miss some of them anyway. So I know they was super pissed.
Yeah.
And plus, if you're a nerd and you're going to see Deadpool, that's one of those movies you've been waiting your whole life for.
Right.
So, cause that's like on the list of movies you thought was never getting made. Like Ant-Man. Deadpool,
right? Because they killed him off on Wolverine. You was like, "What the fuck?"
Black Panther.
I didn't even look at that as Deadpool on Wolverine.
Yeah, that pissed me off so bad. But I love that they made a joke about it in this movie. Like
in the movie, yeah,
so good, man. They make so many jokes about like self-referential meta jokes to like comic book movies and shit that it just. You know, it really just hit the funny bone for me, man. I laugh so much.
Yeah, Roger's talking about going to see it again, but we got the itis, but I think I will go see it again with him because I guarantee you it's a lot of shit that we missed just laughing.
Yeah.
Just laughing at other stuff.
Yeah. How many times have you seen the Star Wars movie?
I've
seen it once.
Three,
I feel like
four?
I need to see it again.
I think we saw it three.
Or four. No, we saw it four. No.
We saw it four?
I don't know.
Three or four.
Somewhere around in there.
Yeah, I need to feel like I need to see that one again.
Man, that shit right there. Listen,
they're good.
The last Star Wars, yes, man. It's just like good on a any movie scale. You know what I mean? That joint great. Hmm. Plus you got that, plus you got like black dude, a woman, old people. Like they really mixed it up this time.
Yes, they did.
You have old people.
in the other joint. Oh, go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say in the other joints, I always felt like they weren't funny and shit. Right. But this last Star Wars is actually funny. So you like if somebody's not dying, you're pretty much laughing through the whole movie. And then so it's just like serious shit, comic relief. And I like that flow better than the old joint. So all right, let's talk about some other things too. But
what's up?
I was gonna say for people that have been in relationships for a long time, I feel like today is our holiday where we celebrate not celebrating Valentine's Day real smugly to all the people that did. You get to be real arrogant.
It's sometimes we be forgetting because, kind of like Andy, we go out on, Saturdays, sometimes Sundays, we go out to eat. Yeah. So we went to Captain Steve's, which was really good.
Yeah.
And it's actually better than Red Lobster, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it is.
We got like tons of food. I was like, oh my gosh, I ain't realize it's gonna be this much food. And the woman told us the special. I was like, nah, I'm good.
We sat behind some dude, the old couple, and the black dude's name was Cleophas.
Yes, that was the best.
Oh my goodness.
Cause it was funny though, cause me and Roger actually sit on the same side because he's left-handed, so we won't bump elbows. So we were sitting there. Roger wasn't paying attention, but the old people was like on the other side of the booth. And I heard this old lady say, Cleophas, that's not going to fit in that bag. I know you asked her for the to-go box, but get another to-go box. That's not going to fit. Well, I mean, you know this is going to fit. I was like, oh, Lord, these folks fussing behind me. And I was like, Cleophas, he got to be 75. Ain't nobody under 30 named.
Nobody.
Cleophas. Now, what I would like to know is, did Cleophas, like, ride up on the Underground Railroad? Or
was he
get back onto the Underground Railroad?
I think he was a dude that Harriet threatened with the shotgun.
Yes.
Like, he's still a slave.
Yeah, Cleopas like, I think we should go back.
Shit.
Oh.
That dude. What do we think her name was? What was her name? Bernadette.
Yeah, her name had to be like Ethel.
Yeah, Esther. Something from the Bible.
Esther. That's so good.
Something from the Bible.
Boaz.
Yes.
Boaz. The Ophus. Damn.
they don't make none of them no more. When he died, oh. that's gonna be the last one on Earth.
That's it, unless you got a junior somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
CJ, you don't be called Cleopas. Yeah.
That's true.
That's one of those old names that's not even an old name. There's not even enough. Yeah. And you still know it's 100 years old.
Right.
I feel like if you name a kid Cleopas now, he either going to prison or the NBA. You know what I mean? Like, it's no in between where it's like he's either the best running back out of Arkansas.
Worst drug dealer on planet Earth.
Right. Yeah.
He's playing hard.
It's either a double homicide in his future or a double-double average for the whole season. It's one of them, too.
I'll just name it mixtape.
Yeah. Kanye.
I want to talk about the contest.
You, LeMay. Oh, the dunk contest? Man, I recorded it.
That's it right there.
I recorded it. Okay. I haven't watched it. From my understanding, it was one of the greats.
I just watched the highlights. Woo.
Yeah, I saw like a couple on SportsCenter, and I've been like trying to avoid them. But
light skin represented this weekend.
That's what I was gonna say.
Light skin brothers that they was winning 2015. I think that rolled into 2016 for y'all.
It's Drake.
You know, I hope this, you know, continues on because, you know, light skin brothers be having a hard time because the dark skin brothers take everything from y'all. So I'm y'all.
Yeah, I just saw the highlights. I saw Drake was hosting. I saw Drake was hosting. I saw the highlights for the 3-point contest, and I saw a couple of the dunks, and I ain't seen none but light skin dudes. So I was like,
tell you like this here, light skin was on all weekend because El DeBarge was on Saturday Night Live singing with Kanye. I ain't seen El DeBarge in how long, and he reappeared. He looked old as shit, but he was out there. Light skin ruled this weekend. The 3-point contest, the dunk contest.
Yeah, I also heard Sting before.
He said, I'll be sure to host the Trumpet Awards. Is that true?
I heard Sting perform at halftime of the NBA contest too. So
I didn't see it. I like Sting a lot.
Yeah, I heard he did. That's a culture shock though. All that black shit going on all weekend, and they're like, and here's Sting.
Sting's got love.
That's like the, you know what, that we missed our opportunity. Black people should have went on Twitter and been like, Sting's promoting the KKK, all this whiteness. I feel like he told everybody to attack black people. He want cops to shoot black people with the police. Sting and the police, get him out of here, America. We missed our chance, y'all.
What y'all think about Kanye on SNL?
I didn't even see that performance. Did y'all see it?
I watched it. It was strong.
Yeah.
Did he perform more than one song? I saw one.
I watched the first one. I didn't watch the second one. I know the second one he had a choir with him.
That's the one I saw.
That was supposed to be big. I saw the one with Kelly Price. Wow, Kelly Price lost a lot of weight. Did anybody else notice that? Mm.
She's been small though.
Yeah.
She's
been like this for a while.
Yeah, and her nose look huge.
Yeah, her nose doesn't big, but that's all right. You know, Beyoncé made it okay. She likes
Jackson,
okay now because Beyoncé said it's okay to have a big nose. So
Jackson 5 nostrils, man.
There you go.
Hey, but here's the thing though. I was so tired that day. I missed like the dunk contest. I went to bed early.
You've been
shit.
Up all day.
Yeah. So I woke up at like 2 a.m. And I guess SNL had just gone off or whatever, and Kanye had released The Life of Pablo on Tidal, and I do have Tidal, support black businesses, so I listened to that shit all night, and I don't even need to see the performance, dog. The album flames, so, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the album is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you're like the third person that I respect to say that, so...
Yeah, man, you know it took a lot for me to say it, because that nigga said Kazi Innocent, and I ain't want to like it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he did, didn't he? Like, recently.
Yes.
Yeah, his PR person need to yank that phone in his hand, but like, I'll be tweeting from now on.
Like, if that shit would have been Chris Brown or something, I wouldn't even have heard the album, but it was Kanye, and he said all that crazy shit, and it just made me think, like, maybe the album gonna be fire.
Right, because he ain't got nothing but time on his hands.
And it is fire. God damn.
I think Jill Scott said Cosby was innocent, but it was like right when it happened.
Right, yeah.
Kanye had like 18 months to think about it.
Because when Jill said it, it was only like one or two. When it got up to like 35, she was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I tried.
Kanye was like, let me think about this for about 15 months. And he still concluded that Cosby was innocent.
And no explanation or nothing. It's just one tweet. Right. On his timeline, it says Bill Cosby's innocent with like 7 exclamation points and nothing else. Oh yeah.
Lauren from Pittsburgh just brought up a good point. He was asking for money on Twitter. He was asking,
he's not in debt.
Listen, he said he's 53.
He's not in debt.
He said he's 50.
No, he's not. He's still married. That's how we know.
Well, all right, here's the details. He said he's 53 million in debt, right?
$3 million in debt—that's crazy.
That's what he said. You know, maybe he sunk it into all that fashion venture shit that he ain't got no business doing. I don't know. I know he couldn't get investors to because like a lot of these celebrities, they put their names on shit, but really it's somebody backs them and then their name is on it. He said he couldn't get the backers, so maybe he has gotten $53 million in debt. I don't know.
Look, all I know is, does Kim Kardashian look like she's any type of woman to be with a broke dude?
Kim Kardashian
trying to remake himself. Does she look like she's got patience for that? Honestly.
Well, here's the thing. Kim Kardashian released a statement today saying they don't mix their money.
Of course not. Who didn't know that?
Like, but at first I was like, I don't think this is true. She put out that public statement. I was like, ooh.
Maybe it is true.
Maybe, like, she felt the need to clarify that shit. Like, that's his broke ass.
My video game money is my video game money.
Yeah. Yeah, he tried to put a line on the album talking about they made $1 million off the Kimojis every minute. And I was like, it wasn't 53 minutes, though. I mean, no, y'all should have.
It's not going to him anyway. If they're not mixing their money.
Exactly. So he might really be broke, man. My favorite part is that he asked Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook guy, asked him for $1 billion on Twitter.
Not even a loan.
Yeah.
Give him $1 billion? That's what he asked for.
The guy from Facebook on Twitter, he asked him on Twitter, can you give me $1 billion? I feel like that just missed the mark.
All the way.
He said, go ahead, Andy.
Does Mark Zuckerberg look like he cares about high fashion? You know what I mean? That's where all Kanye's money went. Kanye made the mistake of thinking anyone else cares about $900 jackets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he sunk all his money into that shit. Maybe he went into some debt, but Mark Zuckerberg wears the same hoodie to work every day. He doesn't give a shit about that.
Yeah, Kanye is convinced that by doing these things, he's like enhancing the entire world. So like he thinks his album is enhancing the whole world. He thinks his fashion line is enhancing the whole world. All this shit, you know, and I just think a lot of people don't give a fuck beyond just is the album dope or is it not. Right?
Yeah, is the music good, homie? That's it. Cuz Graduation was the shit, Late Registration was the shit.
Right.
Keep popping out that type of music, man. Nobody cares about your His shoes, though, not gonna lie, his shoes are pretty hot. I mean,
yeah, and they sell
shoes. No, hold on.
I'm not saying for me. I'm talking about in the streets.
Right.
Them shits is hot. I would never wear them. I would never wear them.
Yeah, I gave up on thinking I know about fashion a long time ago. So I'll be seeing them shits and I'll be laughing, and then I see like 27 niggas at the YMCA with them shits. So I'm like, all right.
As like the Yeezy Boosts. Them shits is, I mean, they ain't worth the hype.
Not to me.
Dog. And them shits are going for like two G's now.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
I don't understand it, dog. Not even going to pretend, dog. If you say it's hot, it's hot, man. Like, I feel like people be laughing at my fucking regular ass Nikes at this point. You know what I mean? Like, oh, nigga, you playing ball with some Nikes? Oh, okay. Look at this nigga, man. He got high tops. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, I'm out of it.
You're like, we can fly in our shoes now. You still on the ground, nigga?
Yeah, it's all reverse now.
Where your pretty socks at, nigga?
Yeah. Hey, hey, nigga, this nigga got on reasonable size jeans, y'all. Look at this shit.
He got on white socks. How old are you, man?
Hey, look at all the room in his legs and his jeans, man. You gonna put your wallet in there, cuz?
You could probably have, you could probably carry cash or something in your pockets.
You gonna put cigarettes in your back pocket. Look at him, man, all this room.
You can fit your phone in there. Come on, dog.
Nigga, you better put on this dress. Come on, Jaden, let's get out of here.
This kill tone.
But yeah, he was on Twitter. He said Mark Zuckerberg invests $1 billion into Kanye West ideas after realizing he is the greatest living artist and greatest artist of all time. Mark Zuckerberg, I know it's your b-day, but can you please call me tomorrow? You love hip-hop, you love my art, I'm your favorite artist, but you watch me barely breathe and still play my album in your house. World, please tweet, FaceTime, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you gotta do to get Mark to support me.
What kind of
his birthday?
Idleman, on his birthday.
On his birthday.
he wants a gift on someone else's birthday.
That's your present to yourself, is investing in me. He says, I'm this generation's Disney. I want to bring dope shit to the world. I don't have enough resources to create what I really can. Mark, I'm publicly asking you for help. One of the coolest things you could ever do is to help me in my time of need. And
that's the coolest thing you could ever done? Not invent Facebook?
You welcome that I'm letting you give me some money, boy. You welcome. And I will always respect you for that, and the world will love you. I know I can make the world a better place. I have done the impossible. I retook the throne of rap. I beat the fashion game.
No, you didn't beat the fashion game.
Obviously not.
Yeah, where did all the debt come from? What is the explanation? I beat the most debt ever by a person? Is that a record?
That's the only place the debt could have come from.
He's trying to beat MC Hammer? Is that what he's doing?
Oh, apparently so.
I think
he didn't pick this debt up in the music game, so.
Yeah, he was talking shit, too. He said something like, y'all built one school in Africa and y'all think y'all done changed the world or some shit like that. I was like, damn, well, dude, are you shitting on that?
Did he build any? Has he built any schools anywhere?
What?
No.
Jay-Z brought water to villages. What'd he do?
Hey, man, I that's one. Actually, the main thing I think is like kind of fucked up with Kanye is he doesn't know how to give himself a compliment without disparaging somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, he can't just say, I want to help the world. It's, y'all ain't doing shit for the world. All this charity, that's what y'all think y'all doing? Nah, invest in me if you want to change the world.
Well, after we had Richie Alexandro on our podcast, on today's podcast, I'm going to be honest, dude. I think Kanye's, I think he's manic.
Yeah.
I think he's bipolar. I really.
Well, he said something.
I'm fully convinced of that he's
bipolar. What makes you think that? What was Richie talking about?
Richie was just describing what it's like to be bipolar. I'm like, that's Kanye West. We're watching it. It's breaking out right in front of us. Just nobody is doing anything about it. But
it also could be narcissistic personality disorder. I mean,
That's another one. Let me just say it like this. He ain't on an even keel. Let's just say that.
Well, he was rapping about being off his meds on the album.
Yeah. So, okay. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
He's like as far as emotional, it feels like it was just an emotional outburst, and he just went along with that shit.
Yeah. I feel like Kim just be tweeting through it. Like, I don't think she pays any attention.
She don't.
Well, somebody said that Kanye hasn't been writing since his mama died. You know, something like that can cause a psychotic break.
Yeah.
Like, a death like that or something like that, it can cause a psychotic break in you.
I mean...
Didn't his mama and, like, his mama died and his girl, like, his fiance left him at the same time?
Yeah.
This is right before he got with, what's the girl that put her fingers in his butt?
Amber Rose.
Amber Rose.
Yeah. That's right around the time when he jumped his ass up on that stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
with. That's crazy shit.
He got crazy drunk. That the part people slip up, forget about that. He got crazy fucking drunk too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he had a bottle. Like, it wasn't no.
No, it wasn't no. Yo, he didn't have a roadie. You know how white, you know how white people walk around, they have like a bottle of Coke and it'd be like full of Jack Daniels or something. And try to hide it. He wasn't even trying to hide it, son. He was walking around with a bottle of Hennessy and like putting his hand like inside of Amber Rose on the red carpet.
Yep. And he got up there and yelled at that white girl. I said,
and got up there and yelled
at
white girl.
Yeah, man, that, if that don't say bipolar, I don't know what the fuck else. A black guy yelling at a blonde white girl that's loved by everybody? Come on, man. He's out of his fucking mind.
Fucked up. He was fucked up that day.
That's probably a crime in a lot of states, just that alone.
Right.
You know what's so fucked up is that...
Come on, man. Richard Sherman yelled loud by... A blonde white girl that got in trouble. He was just by her yelling loud.
Yeah. About another black dude.
Yep. Hey, you know the
not in jail because it was about another black dude.
The funniest part about the MTV shit, though, is that at least every black person 100% agreed with Kanye, but they just didn't think he needed to go up there and do that shit. But
we're not bipolar.
Yeah. Every black person was looking at him like, it was the same thing with the SNL shit, where it was like, yes, what the, no way that shit beat Beyonce video. But it's like, hey man, but you can't go up on stage.
Yeah, we was like, yeah,
you can't do it like that, dog.
Sit your ass down.
That ain't the way to do it, man. That ain't the way to do it.
I was on Twitter agreeing like a motherfucker, but I was like, but come on, man, they gonna roast your ass. Boy, they gonna roast your ass.
Down somewhere.
He had to go on.
I was like, this guy's bipolar. He is out there because the other side of bipolar is being highly creative. Mm. High creativity.
Yeah.
High things of thinking you're the greatest. High self-worth. You begging Mark Zuckerberg for money.
Yeah, that's also cocaine. That happens too.
See, that's what I think. He just might have been high. He might be on that shit, man. Either way, I can't tell because I don't know enough about mental health issues.
There's gonna come a time though when Kanye is not gonna be relevant. It just happens to every artist. He's gonna be 53 years old trying to relate to 20-year-olds, and when he's no longer relevant, that's when you're going to see him really fall apart. He's going to be like you know, Sly Stone or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's another one that's got something going on in his head, a Sly Stone.
He also said, I know y'all tired of music controlled by money and perception. I'm proud of every dime of debt I got. Bars are worth more than money because it's something that people can use every day to feel inspired.
What?
But I mean, you need money.
Yeah, I get what he's saying, but... I don't agree.
It's kind of like if a comedian is like, jokes is worth more than money, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of debt, though, man.
I'm proud of my debt, but give me money.
Yeah. Hey, Larry Page, I'm down for your help, too. All you dudes in San Fran play rap music in your homes but never help the real artists. You'd rather open up one school in Africa like you really helped the country. If you want to help, help me. Oh wow. All you guys had meetings with me and no one lifted a finger to help. Man, I hope he don't do something to himself.
Yeah, but he might be terrible in meetings.
Yeah.
You know, they might have really wanted to help him.
Yo, if he's like this, no, they not giving him money.
They ain't helping out, man.
They might have had the $1 billion check written and then he shows up at the meeting and starts ranting and shit.
Yeah. Y'all welcome for helping me, huh? All right, then.
Dressing like he from Divergent and shit.
He gonna drop a hot beat and start rapping and shit.
Walking up in there in his own fashion lines, they're like, nah, man. Nah, we can't be doing this shit.
They're like, did you get them at the trash bin? Yeah, what's happening here?
Hey, you can't be doing a Mad Max fall line up in here.
Is this derelict? What is this? What is this got on? Ugly ass Yeezy boots and shit.
Oh, but yeah, that's Kanye West, man. Y'all remember Elliot Spitzer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that dude that everybody was like, this guy's tough on the rules, and then he got caught with some hoes.
Yeah, hoes
in D.C.
Shout out to DC. Well, this weekend, New York Police Department officers discovered a bloody scene inside disgraced former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer's hotel room.
Not the way to go.
Yeah. I watched that whole documentary about him on, it was on Netflix, about the scandal. And he spent so much.
Go back. Did he beat somebody up?
Well, we about to get to it. But I was going to say, okay. he spent a lot of time on that documentary trying to rehabilitate his image.
Yeah.
And it was very much like, I'm sorry, this will never happen again. Fast forward to this weekend at the famed Plaza Hotel, where the politician allegedly choked his 25-year-old girlfriend.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
On Valentine's weekend.
Oh, it's a lot of pressure though.
Well, he didn't get that Red Lobster. Apparently, he didn't work in the hard enough for it.
Didn't work it.
She gave him a Joe Crab Shack gift certificate. He lost it.
He got mad. What the fuck is this?
Beyonce said, "Take me to Red Lobster, bitch!" Ah,
ain't no cheddar bay biscuits.
This ain't Smith and Walensky's.
Yeah.
Gotta cut this shit out.
the argument officials say may have started because the woman indicated she wanted to end the relationship. The woman, Svetlana Travis, was hospitalized Saturday night. Oh, so it was.
Oh, Jesus.
It was actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
The day before.
It was side chick's night, but she went to the. She went to the hospital.
Back door of the emergency room.
Yeah. they took it to like the bad hospital and shit, like the one where Daredevil be.
The night nurse.
Yeah.
Take her to Hell's Kitchen.
You don't want to go there. Did he fuck up because he was like, I gotta be sure I'm available tomorrow?
Yeah, I better beat you tonight. Police responded to the $1,000 a night suite after she called 911 to say she was having a breakdown and had slashed her own wrist. But left after Spitzer answered the door saying everything was fine.
Of course.
Hey, man. You
did that thing where you open up the door and just stick your head out? You know what I'm saying? Where like the doorknob is right, the back of the door is right here, you just put your head out. No, everything's fine. Don't worry about that noise.
That is a GTBW moment right there, boy. Damn, it's gotta be good to be white. To be able to just tell the cops, like, everything's fine. Oh, okay. Nothing to see here, buddy. Let's go.
Oh, we all good. Okay.
Have a nice night, Governor.
What's that? Tomato juice on the wall? Yeah. What's going on?
Your fist just bleeding like that for no reason. Okay, cool, man. You have a good one.
Y'all making Bloody Marys. I see what's happening.
It's like the beginning of that.
I'm telling you, stick the head out there. You know, open the door up.
It's like the beginning of that.
The store, Governor. Nothing to see here. Don't worry about
that. It's like the beginning of that OJ documentary series they got going now. He just was like, he went and talked to the cops like, hey, what's up, y'all? It's me, the Juice. Elliot was like, hey, we good. Oh, okay, man. Y'all have a good one. So then the cops came back to check. They came back. I'm assuming they tried to call back in to the squad from the squad car, and they was like, man, come on, dog.
You ain't pulling nobody, dog.
Come on, man. It's probably a white woman he's beating. Come on, guys. Go back upstairs and check on this. When the cops went back to check, they reportedly observed broken glass and blood on the floor. So it was not all good.
He said John Wick and the cop.
That's my favorite scene. Travis, who briefly cooperated with the NYPD before declining to press charges, allegedly claimed Spitzer had choked her during an argument with which officials tell ABC began when she indicated their relationship was over. Man, that's a lot of that going around too. Johnny Football got a couple incidents where the lady told the police everything and then was like, nope, I'm not pressing charges, I'm done talking.
You know what, I'm actually gonna be on Anthony's side on this one.
Eliot Spitzer,
I'm trying to Eliot Spitzer, I'm trying to say it with a straight face, but how old was this girl?
25.
You're 25, you think you're gonna break up with me? Bitch, I'm Eliot Spitzer.
He's 56.
Hey, man.
What?
You think he just had an attack of ego, like, I do the breaking up around here?
Exactly. You ain't leaving me.
He paid for everything.
Yeah, I was in I was in control of this shit.
Girl, yeah.
Thousand, girl, I'm the attorney general of the state.
$1,000 a night suite. He probably had planned a nice romantic weekend.
Yeah, he had got his Viagra. And
yep. She definitely brought up them whores.
Had a Viagra IV going, and he was ready.
You know, she definitely brought up them whores in that whole scandal. You know, yeah. You know that happened. Why don't you just get some of your whores, Elliot? Just fucking, he lost his shit.
Plus, what 56-year-old in general hasn't wanted to choke a 25-year-old or
something? Yeah, that's all the time. 47. I'm thinking it all the time.
That's already an instinct.
But yeah, you're putting your freedom in danger.
Yeah, I blame him for even messing with a 25-year-old though, because like, if he had like a reasonable, say like 37-year-old woman, she would have been like, you know what, I'm gonna eat this Red Lobster this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna break up with him on Monday.
You know when to do it. The less murderous time, the less choky time. Like, he seems choky tonight.
She would have all that breaking up face to face shit. That's some young girl shit.
She would have used her.
I'm gonna tell him in his eyes and let him down slowly. You better call him on the phone.
She would have used her 37 years of life experience to avoid the entire situation and shit. She like, that's like that time I got choked when I was 25.
Exactly. She ain't been through it before. She ain't gonna do it again.
Right. Man.
Now, if he runs for office and they bring up the hooker thing, he can be like, well, that's not the worst thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Y'all still bringing up old shit? Well, you want to talk about the new shit? No, let's talk about the old shit. Apparently, it took place at the Plaza Hotel around 8 p.m. Saturday. According to a law enforcement official briefed on the case, he's 56 and the woman, who's a 25-year-old, had some sort of romantic relationship for about 2 years, and it appears she was going to break up with him, which may have led to the spat. The police have declined to charge him. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
GTBW, bro.
Yeah. Crimes were white, baby.
Man. Man, I know Marion Barry just rolling over in his grave. Like, word. So we just.
Marion Barry was in like a Motel 6, wasn't it, Andy? Something crazy.
It wasn't a Motel 6. It was a hotel. But he did become mayor again.
Yeah. That's true. He came back. But that whole thing was fucked up though, because they like the world made it seem like he was a crackhead, and that wasn't fair. He was really just a dude that was willing to do crack to get some pussy. that distinction matters.
She challenges his manhood. He was like, yeah,
give me the pipe.
Yeah.
You don't do crack. Yeah, I do, bitch. Give me the damn pipe.
Like, that distinction matters, man. People was running around calling him a crackhead my whole youth, man.
Like, but he had some, in D.C., before that all went national, there were some stories of him being out. Like, the news teams would just see his limo go by at 1 a.m., just out partying all the time. No one ever caught him doing anything until the crack thing.
Well, see, in the video.
The night owl, I think he's called him.
And in the video with the crack.
Look at the chat room. Marion Barry was set up. No, he was.
Yeah, she did. They did set him up. Hey, the thing that's crazy though is if you look at the video of the crack part, he looks so unsure of crack, dog. It's not a crackhead's approach to crack at all.
Oh.
He was looking like, now which end do you smoke this shit with? I can't believe they called him a crackhead, man. Oh, that's fucked up.
It was not intuitive at all. He didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. That's why he was like, bitch, set me up. That was his first words when they came in.
He
was,
first of all, he was standing.
Yes. You
can't stand when you're smoking crack.
Yeah.
Oh, usually lay down.
Yeah. Marion Barry hadn't even.
Sit down.
Or laying down.
Marion Barry hadn't even seen New Jack City. You know what I'm saying?
He hadn't even loosened his tie yet. Yeah. His tie on. Like, who does crack with a tie all the way up? Top button.
But yeah, man, I know he rolling in his grave at this news. He like, so they ain't even charge him. They just gone. Okay.
Yes, John Sutton, there is form to crack smoking. There's form to everything.
Yeah, come on, man. But yeah, he said.
No way to do it.
The police declined to charge Spitzer with any crimes connected to the incident. According to the post, he was seen wearing a skull cap while visiting.
No, he wasn't.
Yep.
Oh my God.
He had a Scully on? No,
rocking
he
the
didn't.
Scully. He was rocking the Scully while visiting Travis in the hospital on Sunday. So, what?
He went to visit
What? How is that okay?
Well, son, you can't.
This is a man that is in love. This is a man that is in love.
All right, Deion Sanders.
That's, give her that's a heart-shaped scar.
That's love.
All right, Deion Sanders.
That's love right there. I'm trying to tell you. That's, I'm not saying it's the right love. I'm just saying.
It's not like Deion Sanders talking about Johnny Manziel's girlfriend after Johnny beat her that second time. He said, Johnny's in love.
I'm not going to say give him a break or anything. That's Deion. Give him a break. I'm just saying. This is warped perception of what love is. This is he's like, I got to go see this girl in the hospital. I need disguise. Give me that Scully. He put a Scully
I
on.
Think he was up in there like Kingpin from Daredevil. Like, bitch, don't you ever tell on me. I don't trust him, dog. He might have been there like Suge Knight.
Probably trying to finish the job.
Sources tell the tabloid that she refused to cooperate in the investigation after giving her initial statement and may have already left the U.S. for Russia. Come on, dog. You know what that visit was. That wasn't no love.
Now let's say that. That was you get the fuck out of this country.
Svetlana, you hop on the next fucking plane.
Yeah. Or your boss, Olaf. that you disappear. I've talked to Olaf already. He doesn't like sins.
Olaf with his seven fingers.
Yeah, he fucked up three times.
Spencer, man, he's a wild dude.
Yeah, man, that dude used to be like the law and order governor, too.
Yeah, he's a wild dude.
Yeah, that's some wild shit, man.
Usually when people like that are, they try to be controlling, like, they're compensated for something. It's just like, you know, the black preachers or whatever. They're all like super, super like homophobic. And they go to church and they talk about gays all the time. Like,
right.
Yeah. And the next thing you know, you send in some young boy pictures of yourself.
Oh, like, you know,
works apparently.
You use a lot of S curl and hair product for a man that hates homosexuals. You use a lot of S curl.
There's a lot of tight shirts.
Right. Yeah.
Where's all this hair gel?
The one they snap in the crotch. A lot of crotch shirts.
All this mousse. What is happening here?
Yeah. They do that a lot, man. But yeah, apparently he got some issues himself. Speaking of breaking the law, North Carolina releases the results of a welfare applicant drug test where they basically required people to get drug tested before they could apply for welfare.
Did they had to pay out of their own pockets?
Yeah.
They had to pay out of their own pocket?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
And of the 7,600 applicants for the state's Work First program, 2% were referred for drug testing. Of those, 21 or less than 0.3% of those less than 30% of those screened tested positive. Oh, wait, no, 0.3% of those screened tested positive, a percentage vastly below both state and national averages of self-reported drug use. So,
what the fuck is wrong with people? If I'm going to get assistance, I am not on goddamn drugs because I am going to get assistance. If I want
Karen, you have to understand that it's not about what the people who are getting the assistance think. It's what the people who are giving them the money think of the people who are getting assistance. Well, you're poor, so you clearly must be doing drugs. You're poor and you're black. That's why you're poor. You have to be doing drugs, right? Because you wouldn't be poor if you weren't doing drugs. Besides that, you're a piece of shit, and that's what pieces of shit do. You just take drugs. And so if I give you a drug test, then you're going to fail the drug test, and I don't have to give you money, so I'll just put this in as part of the thing. And then it comes out, oh, shit, I do have to give you money now because you're really not taking drugs. You know.
The law, which was enacted in August, first requires social workers to screen both new applicants and people who've already received benefits. Social workers must ask them about their habits of drug use in the past year. If there's reason to suspect the applicant has been using illegal drugs, he or she is referred for testing. Anyone convicted of felony drug offenses 3 years before applying is automatically referred. If an applicant tests positive, their benefits are cut off. Of the 21 positive cases from this round of testing, 12 were reportedly approved for reduced payment because children were involved. Benefits are also cut off if an applicant misses a test appointment, which was the case for 70 people in the last 5 months in 2015. In keeping with the vaguely humiliating nature of the law, which is, let's face it, less about limiting drug use than it is about reminding poor people who's boss, the state requires each welfare applicant to pay for the drug test and for any subsequent treatment received. North Carolina is one of about 13 states with such legislation.
Right, so don't you think some of those 70 people may have missed it because they didn't have the fucking money?
Well, you know what else is punitive, really fucked up about it, is people have kids and shit, and then they go, we'll just reduce your benefits. We won't, you know, cut it off all the way. But the people still got to eat. They got to, so right. That's, the kids are going to get less somehow too, you
they
know?
They don't care.
Right.
Remember that. They don't care about the kids eating or not. Who gives a fuck? I just don't want to spend money. And if I do give you my money, you have to do exactly what I tell you to do to take this money, you piece of shit. That's what they think. Which is weird because this is supposed to be a Christian nation, right?
Supposed to be.
Aren't we supposed to be a Christian nation? Part of being the tenets of being a Christian is helping those who are less than you.
Right.
They have this thing about, you know, we don't want these people abusing the welfare system. So we're just going to abuse them.
Yeah.
You know, it's preemptively fucking with them because we assume, based on some fucking email forward, right, that they're beating the system somehow, you know?
Yeah. I always had this conversation, like, back when I used to have white friends last year. I used to have these conversations with them from time to time, you know, get into politics or something. And the one thing I always noticed with this particular set of guys, because they're like, you know, doing pretty well in life, you know, white dudes, got good jobs, you know, for the most part, they come from some pretty good backgrounds. And they didn't grow up like me, where, you know, I had family that was on government assistance, mm-hmm, that worked hard and got off, like, you know. And it's not, and by the way, it's not like some like thing that I refer to all the time, because I don't really think it's that big of a deal, because it happened so much, you know what I'm saying? Like, so many people I knew growing up were just like, yeah, we used to live in Roseland and we got a fucking house and, you know, go to school. Like, it's just part of the process. Nobody wants to stay there forever.
Right.
Unless something's already fucked up. And if something's already fucked up, then you're stuck there. But it's not like you don't want to, like, you want to be there. Like, you know, same thing with, like, you know, minimum wage jobs and shit. Nobody takes a minimum wage job because they're just like, this is the living big, you know what I mean? Like everybody's trying to get off of that shit. Mm-hmm. So, but when I had these conversations with these people who had never really had associations with folks that were, you know, in need of these programs in order to better their lives, it was always this idea of like, well, people just do that so they can get over on the government. You know what I mean? And if you're working at a minimum wage job, it's because you're lazy and you just don't care and you don't want to. And it was like such a harmful thing to think. And it's so many people that buy into it. Mm-hmm. It, you know, that's why these programs get passed. You know, it doesn't make any financial sense to even have a program this way, but it makes a lot of moral sense for a lot of people who just want to feel better than people who aren't doing as good as them. It's fucking right. Sad.
Because my fucking taxpayers' money that you're wasting to run these goddamn tests are pointless. You're wasting my taxpayers' money.
Right.
Yeah. When I, my first real job was at a Kroger's. Y'all have Kroger's down there. That's down south. It's just a grocery store if people don't know what Kroger's is. And we used to deal with food stamps all the time. This is before EBT card.
Right. When you had the dollars.
You had the dollars. Yeah, you got the book and you had the dollars. When you work in a community where people are getting food stamps all the time, you get to know them as people.
Right.
So it's not a thing to you that somebody's on food stamps.
Right.
WIC cards, food stamps. I mean, you know what it is.
Yeah. It's
not a thing to you. Some people in the community, and these would be people in the military.
Right.
And they still had to have food stamps.
And with like minimum wage jobs, I never met a person on minimum wage that had one job.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Wasn't.
It's fucking impossible. Like, McDonald's came out with a budget for minimum wage employees to have to like have a minimum cost of living and like to meet these requirements. The budget had another job in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah, like six hours of sleep every night.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, 8 hours here, eight hours somewhere else. Don't turn on your AC and your mic can make it. Just...
Yeah. Don't buy no gas for your car. Yeah. Don't drive a car.
Yeah. Ride the bus. Yeah. Sleep at the bus bench between shifts.
Don't get an apartment.
Don't ever get sick.
Yeah. Don't be having fun and shit.
Don't do that. No dental. Don't have a toothache. Stop eating candy.
Nope.
Stop eating.
Yeah.
You gotta eat every day.
We'll put a quarter in the budget for one video game per week. You can go down while you're at the laundromat. Idris Elba apparently got rid of his longtime girlfriend and mother of his son days after he was spotted partying with Naomi Campbell.
Uh-oh.
You know what? To be honest, I've never found Naomi Campbell attractive. That could just be me.
She's not really.
Elba does.
Idris Elba does, apparently.
Yeah, she's not really my type either, quote unquote, but I understand why. She's what do you call it? Classically attractive. You know, tall, skinny, model. You know, a lot of people are into those model type women anyway. You know, 6'5". But when, like, you see one of those, like, model women in real life, like, just going to the grocery store, like, you see them every once in a while, like, it's like watching a giraffe.
When I lived in New York, you would see models sometimes. You could tell it was a model because it would be an extremely pretty face and then just a really skinny, no body situation.
Yeah.
But tall.
Yeah, and I would like, you know, and no shade, obviously, all body types matter and all that shit. But man, whenever I see it's like watching one of the aliens from the clone facility in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Where you just like you're just almost in awe because you're just like, wow, that's
they make you.
Yeah, that's what Leonardo DiCaprio has sex with every night. Yeah. Like, how is he doing that?
Jay would probably know. Karen, what's going on with her hair?
Her edges, destroy it because a lot of times
she's bald.
Yeah, she is, and a lot of models, particularly black models, are bald around their edges because y'all think they're constantly putting weave, constantly dyeing their hair, constantly, you know, pushing their hair to the limit for all these shows, and you're talking about 20-something, 30-something years of that, your hair will fall out because a lot of times the people that do your hair aren't black, so they don't really, you know, put the nutrients back in her hair that it probably needed to not break and shed. So her edges are completely gone.
Yeah, it's probably
her hairline. First of all, her hairline looks like my hairline. And I got no hair. So it just looks like mine.
Yeah, plus the other thing about Naomi.
Is this Idris's girl here? Is she Latin?
That's the lady he broke up with.
Is she Latin? She looks Latin.
I don't know. I don't know her ethnicity.
You know what she looks like? She looks like your wife.
Right.
And not your wife.
Yeah. You know, I know what you mean. Like right. The wife.
Right.
That's your wife right there. That's not.
She looked like the chick Dwayne Wade leaves you for.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, like, he goes to Gabrielle Union from this chick. That's what Dwayne does.
Yeah, this looks like his college sweetheart or something.
Yeah.
She's real cute.
Yeah, he has a 22-month-old son named Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds very English, Winston, yeah.
Yeah, her name is Nyana Garth, so he left her.
I bet she was a banger when they first got together.
Yeah.
Or he wasn't.
Yeah, that's true, too.
He may not have been, yeah. She might have just seen the potential in him.
Yeah, here's an old picture of him with some woman named Kim. I guess that was like, you know, one of his original ladies. And you can see in this picture, like, this when he started from the bottom, you know.
He still kind of looks the same in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can see that he wasn't all the way there yet.
Asian and black looking at her.
Like, you can tell he's not cookies yet in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he need to bake a little bit more, and then he's going to be stunting on him.
Yeah. He looked like a carpenter in this picture.
Yeah, he looks like the good-looking UPS guy.
Yeah.
Looks like he builds stuff.
He looked like all the black women in the building when he leave. Be like, did you see them legs?
Yeah, yeah. He looked like every movie shorts. Role he played early.
This is Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah.
That's sound about
remember
right.
Remember when he did Tyler Perry movies?
Yeah.
Like, and then you find out he's English, and you're like, what the fuck happened?
He was in a movie where he was like taking care of six kids and shit by himself.
By himself, and what's her name was his lawyer, Gabrielle.
Union, yes.
When she was relevant.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man. He got a lot of kids, and he left that woman. So, ladies, you got a chance.
Naomi Campbell didn't Naomi Campbell have some weird thing where she like threw a phone at somebody and had to go to jail or something?
Very violent towards her assistant.
Yeah,
several
she's
times.
A prop. Yeah.
She was on Empire.
Was she?
Yep.
Which role did she play?
She played the older. I think she played the older love interest of the rapper's son.
Huh.
So, yeah. Okay. So, and here's a picture of Naomi Campbell for the chat room. So there you go.
Yeah. See, look at her hairline. First of all, that's clearly a wig, a bad one.
Yeah.
Jeez, all that money she got that bad wig on her head.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if maybe she listened to Formation and her edges got snatched and then she had to go take this picture real quick, you know? Shit happens.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some fucking with black people.
He ain't staying with that bitch. He knows that, right? He knows this isn't gonna last. I hope he's aware of that, right?
Yeah.
He's gonna realize it soon.
He's not stupid. He's not a stupid guy. He's not a young man.
Well, he's 43. You know, he's in that age group where he probably had on his bucket list he want to fuck Naomi Campbell.
I don't think. Well, Naomi wasn't the
girl.
Naomi's not the reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
The reason why they ain't together.
Yeah, I'm saying he was seen with her.
Yeah.
So maybe
he just happened to be seen with her. Yeah. The only reason he was seen with her is because she's famous.
He might be trying to check that off, though. You know, like, he might have had, you know, 43 is the right age range to be like, who the hell is that? You know, now, like, I feel like a dude that was coming up now wouldn't be like, oh, putting Naomi Campbell on my list. But if you, a certain era, she would have been on the list. So, anyway,
man.
Maybe,
she was all that.
For real. She was.
I ain't a young man anymore.
Well, you know, I mean, but you got somebody on your list like that. I don't know who it is. Every man does, I'm sure.
You know who it is? Tim knows. The red bone from the Ill Out Scratch video.
See?
with the Afro puffs.
Yes.
I'll take them.
Yes. Bro was in like 9 videos.
No water, don't waste your time. I'm just saying, man. Everybody got one, man. Everybody got somebody just like, I will chop them old cakes down.
Yep.
Just for the memories and just be like, I did it.
Find me a picture of the red bone from the Ill Out Scratch video and post that shit.
That's easy. All you gotta do is put up red bone from Ill Out Scratch video
That's her name on Facebook.
Yeah. she was in the Heavy D video.
Now you got nothing dancing? I was like, oh, I want that girl. Her and the Noxzema girl. That's another one, but she kind of fell off for me.
Didn't she run somebody over or something?
Yeah, she killed somebody.
Yeah. Was Noxzema girl the one that was in the James Bond movie too? Or was that a different girl?
She might have been.
She was a Bond girl or some shit.
She might have been. If she was, it was something like, it wasn't no heavy acting. Let me just say it like
wasn't
that.
Wasn't it like Rebecca Gayheart or something like that?
That's her name. That's her, Rebecca Gayheart. Yeah.
She tried to act after that. I remember that.
Yeah. And it went nowhere. And then she married an actor, and now she's out of the game. Because she killed somebody.
Married
an actor, and she's out of the game.
She married Eric Dane from, what's that show, Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did marry that dude.
Man, she stayed working, dog. She in a lot of shit. CSI Miami.
I don't know how she's working now, but I know she worked a lot. She was cute. She was a cute girl.
Yeah, Nip Tuck.
She wasn't red bone cute, but.
Right.
Girl.
Well, I can't blame you, man. All right, so let's get into some fucking with black people here. Play our games. Where's my fucking black people music? We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game where we go all around the globe and we get articles and we read them and we give scores from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25 for how much we feel fucked with as black people. Today's contestants, everybody. All right. Let's see who all is fucking with us. TheAtlantic.com released a new study that scientifically proves that black workers really do need to be twice as good as white people.
I don't mean to cut you. Yes, the red bone with pigtails, Beast Hands. That was in the chat room.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, find the picture, the red bone with pigtails.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these studies that keep coming out to prove what we already know. I'm really tired of these studies. Stop with the goddamn studies. Every study you come with, there's a bunch of black people who go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they're never going to stop with that shit.
Yeah.
Which means that there's a bunch of people that are before that are like, nuh-uh.
Exactly. Like, they need those studies because we can say it all day. But until, like, a white person comes out and says it, white people ain't going to believe. They ain't going to listen to it.
A learned white person.
Hey, do white?
But even they kind of be like, eh, I don't know about that. Shut the fuck up. Do I seem crazy to you?
Yeah, I feel like white people that already don't believe this.
It's denial.
They're still going to deny it even after reading it.
Yeah. Right. It's not going to matter.
Like, they're like, who wrote it? A black person? I bet right. Sean King wrote it. That's what it is. That's the problem.
But I do it when it comes to like women's issues sometimes. I'm like the whole man spreading thing. I'm like, stop with the, I got nuts. You know what I mean? Like my legs need to be wider.
Yeah, they gotta be a little wider.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much science it is behind it.
It's uncomfortable.
Well, that's the thing about
if my legs are put together.
That's the thing about privilege though, is it's so easy to dismiss something.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have to deal with that shit, you just like, don't gotta deal with it. Oh well, ladies.
Uh-oh. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
I hear you complaining, but I ain't listening.
Right. You know,
when you go the other way with it and you pretend that you did have to deal with it. Like, I had to work hard too.
Yeah.
And
I got past it. Yeah, because you have to make it about you.
I'm on the train too. Yeah. And I got past it.
Shout out to the women that put bags in the seat on the train, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We call that the Gwyneth Paltrow approach.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Rod. Those women putting bags in the seats on the train, that is a real thing, dog.
I know it is. I'm just saying
as you'd be like, five bags, bitch?
As an excuse for the manspread and shit, that's like,
how are you carrying five bags?
Yeah, the manspreading thing is fucked up. It's like, yeah, well, what about the women that's doing this shit? You know, like, just, yeah.
Right.
I don't want to have to address your thing until you talked about my thing, so we don't have to talk about shit.
I just take up my seat, that's all. So. Yeah. You got the width of the seat. So.
You don't have in New York, for example. Most people don't have a car. You don't have a trunk to fill up with shit. So if you go buy something, you just got to carry it on the train. You just got to drag that shit on the train.
Well, yeah, you're also afraid to put it under your seat because you're afraid you're gonna walk up and leave the shit. So you try to keep it all right by you so you can sit like this and shit and like looking around. Because you're afraid you're going to leave the shit. I've done that. You're like, God damn it, I left that bag on the train.
Well, there's data that demonstrates the unfortunate reality. Black workers receive extra scrutiny from bosses.
Yes.
Which can lead to worse performance reviews, lower wages, and even job loss.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Now what?
So everybody print this out, put it in your bag, bring it to work with y'all, and then when some shit go down, just pop it out. That's what I would do. Randolph, we noticed
that scientist in the break room talking about being flashed on the train. Liz Mealy's got hella stories about that. You listen to the podcast, you've heard her talk about that.
Yeah. That's gotta be the worst.
Just dick out on the train.
I never saw a dick out on the train.
Dicks just be out on the train, apparently.
Yeah.
You probably not the targeted audience either.
thank God.
Well, you know what? If we were going to end dicks being out, that's the only thing that would have to change is just start targeting men. And then that shit would end so fast.
That shit would end. You walk on the bus, it'd be like, ding, and we are applying a new rule. We have look up there to your right with the dick sign. That's right. Please keep all your cocks in your pants.
All the cops would be out.
No cocks.
Until Fleece Johnson starts taking the train, we won't really have to worry about that, I don't think.
Where is that dude? I feel like we need a tracker on him at all times. How has that dude been allowed to just be free and nobody knows where he's at all times?
He served his time.
Nah, man, fuck that.
No, dog.
Like, that's why, you know, people be believing, you know, they're like, Rod's real liberal, but certain shit, no, I'm not. Put a tracker in that motherfucker like a fucking shark. I want to know where his ass is every time he goes outside, dog. Fuck
that. So you get a little Amber Alert on your phone if he's nearby?
Yeah. Baby, we got to stay in tonight. We can't see Deadpool. Fleece is in the area. Fleece is scheduled to come through. Hurricane Fleece.
Scheduled to come through.
80% chance of Fleece.
Yeah. Hey, man, I can't even ball today, bro. I'm going to just keep it at the crib. You just have a good one. Locking all the locks. But so 0 to 100, Karen, for the We Gotta Work Twice as Hard study.
Oh, 0, because I already knew.
Randolph?
Yeah. That's a 0. I'm tired of them shits.
All right. Andy?
Well, in terms of having to work twice as hard, it's 100. Mm. But, I mean, it's not new information. All right. So.
And what about you, Tim?
I'm going to go at about 3.
3? So.
Just because we knew about it, but it's still, we still got to do it. It's still annoying.
It's intervals of 25, so I'm going to put you down for 25.
25, okay.
And I'm going to match your 25 because it is fucking annoying. It's annoying that they are doing the study. It's annoying that a study has to be done. And it's annoying that we having this conversation. Ain't shit gonna change.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Here's another one. A school apologizes for teaching about white privilege. Can't be doing that. High school in Virginia, has had to apologize to the student body after several white parents were upset about their children learning harsh realities that black and brown people in the country face simply by virtue of not being born white. The educational clip uses a track race as a metaphor to demonstrate white privilege, but parents feel like it was meant to guilt the white students. So they apologize for showing a racially divisive video explaining the concepts of structural racism and privilege. The animated film called The Unequal Opportunity Race was shown at Glen Allen High School to spark discussions during Black History Month, but parents were outraged and called it a white guilt video.
Damn.
The 4-minute film created by the African American Policy Forum for elementary and secondary school students depicted the white and black athletes in the actual race. The superintendent, Pat Kinlaw, said the video was not the best way to deliver a lesson about race, while Reverend Tyrone Nelson, chair of Henrico County Board of Supervisors, didn't see why an apology was issued. I guess the race of Tyrone Nelson, right? other parents took to social media to defend the video, saying young people need to be educated about race, not sheltered from reality. One parent and Henrico County Schools graduate told WTVR that if America's racial history is presented accurately, the truth is that some white people will feel guilty as some black people will feel angry. Zero to 100, Karen.
100. They shouldn't have apologized.
All right. Randolph?
Yeah, I'm going to go with 100 on that one, too. I don't really care that if you feel upset, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
And my thing about it is that change some shit just being upset, because that's the thing. You get this emotion, and then the energy goes nowhere, and that's the problem, and nothing changes.
Yeah. What about you, Tim?
Get upset. Maybe being upset will cause a catalyst of change. Why don't you quit trying to hide the shit from your kids?
Right. What about you, Tim?
I'm going to go 125.
It's a good number. Good number.
It is.
It's terrible.
If they don't know, then they'll never learn about it. Just like I said earlier, like if they don't get the education about maybe not white guilt, but just so they know that, hey, you know, there are people that are less fortunate than you are.
Right. Yeah, it's then, you know what's weird is like the next month on the calendar is Women's History Month, and we never had any fucking celebration of that or anything. But
right,
if I wonder what would happen if you presented a presentation with the like male privilege, and you know, like the races, boys get ahead, and you know, and women have a harder track and shit. I wonder if parents would be calling up there like,
no,
this is hurting our little boys' feelings.
No.
I don't think so either.
You know what? Actually, probably.
You think they would call?
I only say that because, does anybody remember that girl? She was a basketball player. She was in a commercial one time. She was 11 years old. She was about 6 feet tall. Her dad had played, in Europe. And, she was playing with boys, and she was good. She had handles and stuff like that, and she was tall and all the boys. And she was schooling them, so they put her ass out of the league. They didn't want her playing with boys anymore. Mm-hmm. And they kept trying to come up with reasons why she didn't play with the boys. Ultimately, what it came down to was the boys would feel bad if they got beat by this girl.
Wow.
That's ultimately what it came down to. That's when we were living in New York. I mean, Andy, I think she lived in Connecticut. They put her in a Nike commercial.
You're right. Maybe they would. I don't know. No, I hadn't thought about
it. Yeah, her dad taught her how to play from a young age because he was good. He had played, like I said, he played in Europe, and she was good. Now, you know, at that age, yeah, around about puberty, the power difference is going to be so great that she's not going to be able to hand the hang up in there. But right. At that age, she was schooling them kids.
Right.
And it was like, so the parents were like, okay, well, no.
Well, depending on how you grew up, we all grew up with a girl that could hang with the dudes on the court. Like, it just wasn't a lot, you know, but I still know a few women that'll give your ass the business out there. Like it's nothing, but yeah, you're right. There's an extra element of, you let a girl do that to you, man. You like, you gonna let her do that to you. And it's to me, it was just part of basketball. I was like, whatever, you know, but it's interesting, I guess, maybe parents now are just more like, my kid might have his feelings hurt, and that's more important than anything else.
And you know what? I don't know. And I think for me, because I'm getting older, my fuck level is at zero with people and their fucking feelings. Because at the end of the day, your goddamn feelings is affecting people. I don't give a fuck about how you feel about this because you don't care and because you don't want to talk about it. It directly affects me. Right. So I'm to the point where I'm like, fuck you, fuck your feelings. You're going to hear what I have to say about this, like it or not. And until we get to that point where you constantly force feed it to people and don't allow people to run away, nothing's going to change.
Yeah, that's the scariest shit about all this is that it's enough people at this school that like they got it changed. You know what I mean? Like it was enough people that the school was like, let's just apologize and say it never happened.
Right, because everybody goddamn panics. Everybody panics. You get a phone call, you get an email, everybody's backing down, everybody's panicking. And the thing is that a lot of the changes that took place years ago, some of those changes could not happen in this climate because the fucking second somebody complains, the fucking second somebody has a fit, the second somebody sends an email, everybody's backing down from shit that should be just what I consider the right thing to do. It's to treat people like a human person.
It's not everybody that complains. Certain people have to complain.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Certain person have to complain.
That is true. Yeah, if it was all the black people calling, they would just been like, come on, man.
Remember that. It's not a problem.
We slammed one high school student on her head by the cops. Why are y'all calling up here? Okay.
Exactly.
It's not like we slammed all your little black kids. Damn.
Not all of them.
All right. Did I get everybody's number that time?
Mm-hmm. My number is, well, first of all, I think it's funny that white people are showing
zero, Andy.
No.
Zero.
Negative 100. I think it's funny that white people are showing a video of white people beating black people in a race and they feel bad about it. Yeah. They should feel pretty good about that video.
Yeah.
But also, the number's 100 because anytime this stuff comes up, and anytime racial stuff, it's like if you go back to old stuff like slavery, white people always say, well, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
I wasn't alive back then, which implies that if something was happened when I was alive, then I would take some ownership of it. Mm-hmm. So then when you point out something that happens while you're alive, you're like, don't make me feel guilty.
Yeah.
But it's like you're the one who implies or suggests that if it happened now, you'd be part of it.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. I give it 100 as well. Last one for fucking with black people. Bill Clinton downplays Obama and says, we're all mixed race people.
Everybody mixed with something.
Everybody knows Bill Clinton, America's first black president.
Right.
Played a saxophone, fingered a big bone white woman. I mean, come on.
I was on City Hall show.
I'm trying to clean while I'm in the process of doing this. That's all the movement you see behind me on my shoulder.
Leave me all right. I'm not disrupting your thinking.
Well, you know how it was. White people president like this. 20 years ago. But yeah, the former president downplayed President Obama's historic presidency, telling the Memphis crowd Friday everyone has some African ancestry. Unlike your ancestors, every one of you are 100% from sub-Saharan Africa. We are all mixed race people, he said, according to reports. Clinton credited Obama for doing a better job than he has gotten credit for, but chided the current president for doing little to end Washington gridlock.
I'm ready for that.
I love you. Bye.
Go away. I love you.
Bye.
I think Amy trying to get 100, dog.
She's trying.
She's trying to get 100 right now. he says a lot of people say you don't understand it's rigged now. Yeah, it's rigged now because you don't have a president that's a change maker. He praised Hillary Clinton for being the best change maker I've ever known. She's always making something good happen, he added. Yeah, this is the second time, by the way, that, cause 2008 this happened too. This is the second time that they hit the South and Bill tried to pull the blacker than Obama card, and it fails horribly each time. Mm-hmm. He gotta stop this shit. Cause that's terrible. Yeah, anyway.
Ask around. I mean,
yeah, zero.
Meryl Streep said the same shit though. That's the new tactic. It's instead of we're all Americans, is we're all Africans. Like yeah. It's obviously that's not the same thing with oppression, because you can't say we've all been oppressed.
Right.
But you can say we all potentially could have been at some point. You know.
Right. It's the new I don't see race type. You know. Yeah. Like, oh, it's all the same to me. Like, well, mm-hmm. fucking tell the cops. Yeah. So 0 to 100, Karen.
Oh yeah, that right there is 100.
Yeah, 100. What about you, Randolph?
Well, love is lovely. In the chat room said part of the quote was taken out of context. He said the president had no help. They cut that quote up. To which I asked, did he say the phrase "we're all mixed race"? Did he say that? Because if he said that, I don't give a fuck what the other quote was that was cut up. He knows good and hell well that he's not perceived as black. He's not. Mm-hmm. And if you're black, you're black. And that being black in this country carries a whole nother context with it. We all know this. We all know this. So stop trying to minimize what Barack Obama went through. It's bullshit. It's whack. It's whack bullshit. And he's been doing this bullshit since Barack's first election. It's his first election he's been doing this.
Yes. Unless your ancestors, every one of you, are 100% from sub-Saharan Africa, we are all mixed race people. Yeah, I don't know what context that could have been in.
Well, even if he believes that, the people who are sending death threats to Obama don't believe that.
Come on now.
It doesn't matter if he believes that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tim, 0 to 100?
100 and... Because it's Bill Clinton, man. It's Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
This is up there. This is 150.
Yeah, this is terrible.
175. This is you know what, this is, you know when your parents go like, I'm not even mad, I'm just disappointed in you. Like, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, he should be smarter than this. Yeah, he should be smarter than this. He's been around enough black people to be smarter than this.
I know you're campaigning for you. I know he campaigning for his wife. Know what that entails.
Yeah,
but,
so
still, we thought we had one. We thought we had one in there.
Thought we had a Sandy Klein.
Oh, we had
slid on in, hook us up with some Big Macs.
Yep. And then, you know, we get this news and it's like,
yeah, it was in response to, okay, Representative Steve Cohen, Democrat, Tennessee, introduced Clinton Friday at a Memphis campaign rally for Hillary Clinton by saying that while he was not the first black president, he was a heck of a stand-in. I'm assuming that's kind of a joke.
No.
Now I got to look up Steve Cohen. I hope he's black. Please don't be a white man saying this.
No.
Oh, God damn it. He's not even black. Oh, come on, dog. Oh, come on, Steve Cohen, dog. You don't get to make that joke. That's our joke. What kind of shit is that, man? A white man introducing another white man as a stand-in for a black man. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, he introduced him that way, and then Bill
He's
Clinton. So Bill Clinton says, the other thing I want to make a funny comment about is Steve Cohen's remark that I was a stand-in for the first black president. I'm happy to do that, but you know what else we learned from the human genome? We learned that unless your ancestors, every one of you are 100% from sub-Saharan Africa, we are all mixed race people.
Yeah, well, that doesn't really matter when you're getting pulled over by cops and you got to keep your hands on the steering wheel or hang them out the window.
Can't cite the genome in that situation.
Yeah. You can't cite the genome when you're trying to get that bank loan from Freddie Mac, Wells Fargo.
Right.
Trying to get that loan to buy a house. And you're like, hey, man, we're all mixed race. Yeah, right. Listen, we're going to give you a loan at a higher rate, interest rate here, just because. Come on, man.
I'm about to hate voting this year. This shit whack.
They're making it tough.
They're making it tough. Instead of trying to win my vote, it's like every person is just like fucking up a little bit more the next day.
Right.
Yeah.
Andy has a theory that the Democrats are going to piss it away.
They've been fucking up from the beginning. They haven't put any other. They have two people who are extremely divergent.
Right.
And so if you don't like one, you have to like the other. And then there's no middle person. And so all these people are fighting and pissing off the sort of, I guess, independent voters.
Right.
And then there's going to be, they got two extreme people. And then the Republicans might sneak in and win because all the Democrats or all the liberal voters are going to be disillusioned by it.
Hey, man, you know who I miss? Y'all remember John Edwards?
Yeah.
I miss that dude, man. Like, he couldn't keep
his... I was just talking about him with somebody.
Yeah, like, he couldn't keep his dick in his pants.
Remember when Hillary Clinton said, well, white people will vote for me.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And John Edwards said, listen, if you're going to vote for me because I'm white and Barack Obama's black, I don't want your vote.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
like
that dude.
And he was talking about them poor, dog.
That was his platform.
Everybody else was trying to talk about the middle class, and he was like, man, motherfuckers are broke, though. Like, what about them? God, man.
I don't know if he came from folk or something like that, but I was like, I like that dude.
Yeah, man. He came from North Carolina, dog. And then the other reason I liked him, too, is that the number one knock they had on him was that he liked to keep his hair nice. I'm like, I can deal with that.
Yeah, well, that's
a plus.
that's black shit. Like, yeah. You're nice. Good. I do, too.
Like, when we start looking at that as negative, like, yeah, keep your edge up tight, dude. Shit.
He should have owned up to that cheating thing, though.
Yeah, that's where he fucked up.
That line, that's where he fucked up.
Yeah, and plus, like, he cheated on a woman that had, like, cancer or some shit. Like, it was a wrap for him.
And he was trotting her out. He was trotting her out. It hits his wife who has cancer, who he's staying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Did we lose
and right during that whole time, he's cheating on her.
Yeah, he hit that, like, yeah, you know, I'm such a good dude. I'm with a woman that got cancer that is ugly. And everybody was like, yeah, he seemed like a good dude. And then he was like, Adam, fucking this chick on the side.
That's right. Oh, by the way.
With no less rubber. Ugly.
Yeah. with no rubber. I mean, yes. For a while.
And, man, and she went on Oprah, man. I watched that Oprah with my mama. I'm sitting in the house like, is this nigga for real?
Right.
Man, she went and told all his business. She was like,
all of it.
We didn't use any condoms.
Ever.
And you were sitting there watching like this.
You didn't make him use it the first time, at least the first time.
I was like, this nigga is done. He is done.
He's married though, so he can't use condoms anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that's a thing. I can't get caught with one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, 100 for me as well. I feel like everybody gets 100. All right, let's go to our last game. Little game we like to call Guess the Race.
Now that is time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that is time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time.
That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all of podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, Tim, Andy, and Randolph from the Three Guys on Podcast, to guess the race. And the chat room plays along, and the chat room is racist. All right. Let's see. For the first one, let's go to this one. Report: a couple leaves a toddler in a cold car while shoplifting. Hey man, the family that crimes together stays together, you know.
They ain't even leave the car on.
No, they let it be cold, man. You know that blizzard's coming.
Where were they shoplifting at?
Yeah, where were they shoplifting from?
Well, let's see here. Myrtle Beach.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, what store though?
North Carolina. They were shoplifting from a Myrtle Beach lingerie shop.
That's South Carolina, right below us.
Yeah, South Carolina.
Yeah, that's Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
My little brother was born there.
True.
They
were also charged with misdemeanor child cruelty. 24-year-old Amanda Savage and 26.
Should say the names, dude.
Nah, I gotta say the names for the chat room.
Gotta say the names, man.
And 26-year-old Gary Savage went into Priscilla McCall's lingerie store around 11 p.m. They were caught shoplifting. And police said they also found a couple's toddler in the car. Since the couple left the toddler in the cold car, they were charged with child cruelty. And let's see, is there anything else? The rest is just bullshit. All right.
I'm going black.
All right.
No, if they said check cash in store or... Chinese spot or, you know, something like that, I'd have said black. These are white people.
Okay.
I don't know what they thought they were pulling off by getting draws, but...
Who shoplifted a check?
That's what makes me think they're black. That's
yeah.
Why.
Black people do, like impulse crimes. We don't do, like, where are you going to move draws at? You know? Online. Well, I usually have a thing of I know how to move stuff. I only get stuff I can move.
You know? All right. What about you, Andy? What do you think?
I think they're white and the baby's name is Tyler. They're extremely white.
Tyler Savage. All right, let's check the chat room, see what they believe. We ain't got enough money for lingerie, but we leave the car running white.
Damn.
Vanilla ice baby white. Savage Caucasians white. He'll survive. His people wear shorts in the wintertime. White, them trash. Episode of Friends, white. White is the wedding night lingerie they snatched. The correct answer is, and everybody got it except Randolph, white.
I said what?
Randolph was right.
Oh, wait, except Tim. Tim.
I always get it wrong, by the way. I don't know if y'all have noticed.
Yeah.
I don't have a good batting average.
I guess maybe you're not a monster, man. Maybe you're a good person, man. You don't believe in all this racism. But Tim did miss it, so.
Yeah, I missed it. Damn. I get the next one.
Comedian's worst nightmare.
Crowd kind of rough.
I'm going to tell you, that's not a comedian's worst nightmare. You know what's worse for comedians?
Silence.
No, silence is not that bad. What's that? When people start talking amongst themselves.
That's the absolute worst.
That's a shot in your heart. Black people do that.
Yeah.
That's what black people do.
And since your voice is amplified, they have to talk louder than you.
Louder to talk.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I didn't think about that. Yeah, they do because,
That's the worst.
Like, man, you trying to get out of here, dog? What you trying to get into after this?
Only black people do that. And that shit, that shit hurts.
But so far, Andy and Randolph are 1-1, and Tim is 0. Here's one. A person remixed the Golden Girls theme song. Let me see if I can play it for you and try to guess the race of this person. His name is Aaron, by the way. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me turn up the, forgot I didn't have the volume on for the, Firefox here. Give me one second.
Oh, yeah, because them videos kept playing on their own yesterday. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck was happening. Everybody was autoplay.
Yeah, yesterday.
Bobby Shmurda mix on it.
Yeah, everybody. All right, so here we go. Here's the remix to the Golden Girl. And you guys guessed the race. His name is Finally Aaron on Twitter.
Thank you for being afraid.
Travel
down the road back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah.
Pal and a confidant.
This is my butt right here.
Ooh. That's a black guy.
That's a black guy.
This my part right here. That's a black guy.
Yeah, that's a black dude.
Oh, come on.
All right. So it sounds like Tim and Randolph already got their mind made up. What about you, Andy?
That's the thing. He had black ad-libs, but a white-sounding voice. So even though we're all mixed race, I'm going with white.
Andy's going off the board with white.
Oh,
let's check the chat room. Double as choir director and pastor black. Member from Up From the World, Temple of Deliverance, Full Gospel, Southern Baptist Church Choir black. You got AME somewhere in there.
Tabernacle of Praise.
Right.
COGIC.
trying to get some of that patty pie money black. Patty.
Bluebell back in stores.
Bluebell back in stores. Got that meat. Got that meat in a good mood.
Bluebell back in stores.
That dude was good too, man. These motherfuckers all need to have a sing off. That Bluebell Reverend, this dude, and then Patty Powers. Let's see. Have you heard my mixtape, Black? Oh, this nigga has a hot sauce in his bag. I'm a star, Black.
Aww. Damn.
Negro.
I'm a star, Black.
The correct answer. Everybody got it except Andy. Black. And one person missed it, so Andy.
I don't really see color.
But you gotta know like church ad libs to know. Yeah. He was giving
you all the signs.
Yeah.
I was going for the curveball. I thought we were gonna be throwing a curveball on that one.
Anybody that goes, no, 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 no.
My favorite. I feel like the biggest tell was when he said, "This is my part right here."
Yeah.
Like right before it got to that one. Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
By the way, that I can listen to that forever.
This picture, he looks like he says, "This is my part right here" a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He snatches that wig off, by the way, when he gets to the third part. So.
Oh, yeah.
all right, let's go to the bonus round. Where's my bonus music?
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right. Bonus round to guess the race. So far, everybody's all over the place, but it's double the points, double the race. Anybody can get back into this competition. Let's see how the fellas finish up. All right.
Damn.
Here we go. A woman... wait, where's my pictures for this one? All right, let me actually find a better link than this. Give me one second. This must be like the mobile site or some shit. This motherfucking,
yeah, look at
like the Matrix.
Funky on that screen. I'm like, what's happening here?
All right, or we'll just do another article because that one's taking a while to come up. All right, let's just do a different one. How about this one? A guy went to Chipotle and it just took a second to come up. A California woman angry over a haircut returns to the salon to shoot the barber.
No.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Get a bad, you know the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut, Karen?
What?
6 weeks. Let that shit grow back.
I don't know nothing about that.
My dad used to say that shit when he fucked up our hair. He used to cut our hair. He'd be like, oh damn. He's like, what? My lawn up. My dad be like, good difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut. 2 weeks. Like, I gotta wait 2 weeks. Cut all my shit off.
Yeah, just make it bald, daddy. Make it bald.
Cut all my shit off. Thank God I got one of those smooth heads, not like Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
woman angry over haircut returns to salon to shoot her barber, but he escaped unharmed when the gun jammed. A California woman, unhappy with her haircut, returned to the San Diego salon to try to shoot her barber, but he escaped unharmed when her gun jammed. Barber Manny Montero said that customer Adrian Blanche Swain, 29, paid $20 for the haircut and left a $20 tip.
White.
But an hour.
White.
But an hour later.
There it is right there, dog.
Yeah, because of the tip. The tip was too much.
Tip, that's the tip, man.
That's a big tip. But
San
an hour.
Diego, the names. The barber's name.
That also, the price of a woman's haircut.
$20 haircut. Oh, yeah.
An hour later, Swain returned to complain about the haircut and tried to shoot Montero 3 times, but the gun didn't fire. Montero and another barber then tackled the woman, holding her to the ground until authorities arrived. Barber Joe Cooper, who wasn't on the scene when the incident occurred, said that Swain had come into the shop looking for a haircut similar to Rihanna's mohawk, where the sides are short but not shaved. Kind of like the Rihanna haircut, Cooper said, told ABC. Easy haircut to do, to be honest. She's probably just having a bad day. It was more mental with her, but the haircut, it's a very stylish haircut, though, Cooper said. Montero claims that Swain returned with a different haircut than the one she left with.
Oh, shit.
I ain't cut that shit. She came in with, you know, a bald spot on one side. I'm like, I didn't do that. Barber Chris Tatum, who helped Montero tackle Swain, agreed with his colleague's assessment of the haircut. When she came back in, she did not have the same haircut that she actually left with, Tatum told WPXI. Tatum said the police found razors inside Swain's vehicle and that she shaved her hair. So is she trying to get the, like, a refund? The 619 barber, is that like when people put like a fake roach in their food or something?
Yeah, and then they call Wendy's. Yeah. Post the shit on Facebook. I got this chili from Wendy's. It's got a rat in it.
Yeah, I want a full refund. I'm suing or I'm shooting a motherfucker. 619 Barbershop has been in business for 20 plus years here in North Park. We've never had any incident like that, Tatum told ABC. When she came in here, she seemed to be a very pleasant young lady. It's by the grace of God we're still here. It could have ended up a whole different way, he added. San Diego police said Swain's gun was loaded but malfunctioned. She is now facing attempted murder charges. So you guys are going with White, Andy and Tim and Randolph?
Well, I recuse myself from this story.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, you already know the race.
I go White.
Okay.
What about you? This one.
What about
so
you,
I
Andy?
I recuse myself from it.
All right.
I'm going White.
But no, after no. You say it, I will. Okay. I will say what.
Let's go chat room and see what they believe. When appropriation goes wrong, White, you work me up, Black. White, snatch your own edges, Black. Oh, man. Swain gave a $20 tip and had about a Caucasian rage. I'm going with can win an Oscar, White. Not so famous, Sam's White should have went to cut ups with a Z. Going with Tim White, Sweeney Todd White, white woman that should have gone to a Black barber to get that I won't miss kids cut. Kill two birds with one stone.
Aww.
The cut. One of those barbershops that sell DVDs Black. She let a dude shave her head. She white. Gotta throw out Latino for the hell of it. Someone switched my bad White. Okay, Elliot switched to White. This would never happen at a barbershop with a Z in the name. Well, it did, cause she was Black and so was all these
what?
Other people.
That's the thing. I knew that, but
I would have guessed black anyway, not just to be saying the shit, mm-hmm. but I would have guessed black because the part you all left out was, and no one thought about was, the barbers beat her ass. Mm. It says that they held her down. That they held her down for the police. They put an ass whooping on her before the police came. That's black shit right there. The whole thing was black.
All right,
but you know
me,
what though?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the gun jamming.
Three times.
That to me was black, but the names of the name of the barber and the fact that she had a dude cut her hair, that to me was white.
That's black. Well, I watch my I'm get her head edged up by my barber.
Well, we should have all known that it was black when Tim went white.
Yeah,
exactly.
Gotta go. She got a little donk on her, but look at her eyes. She got crazy eyes. Look at her eyes. Look at that picture.
I'll put her. Well, see, they don't look crazy to me right there. Here's another picture.
Girl's got crazy. See, look at her eyes. She got crazy eyes, man.
Right. Well, I said right there. Now this picture, I feel like it's a little crazier.
Ooh, she got her lips.
But you know what? It ain't even her eyes. It's crazy right there. It's not her eyes. It's crazy right there. It's her mouth. That's she got that. I have cut a nigga before.
And I will.
And it'll happen again.
And I would love to do it again.
Yeah. This tattoo on my chest.
Still better than Naomi Campbell's though.
Yeah. Tattoo on my chest used to say Charles, but then I killed him. here's a picture of one of the barbers though. This dude right here look like he can't wait to talk about if LeBron better than Jordan. Look at this dude picture.
Oh yeah, that's a whole conversation when you getting cut up.
Hey, he look like he can't wait for like Cam Newton to lose so he can fuck with you.
Chris, let me tell you about Chris. When that girl pulled the gun out, he punched her smooth in the jaw. Chris will punch a bitch.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Let's go.
Cutter is not about his right. Haircutting prowess.
And his thing says Chris Duh Cutter.
Cutter.
T-H-A.
Duh Cutter.
Yeah, T-H-A Cutter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got his Twitter handle.
His Twitter handle. In the back, Bob Marley album in the background and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Exodus.
And this is the dude.
All he did was in there is cut hair, watch bootleg movies, and
yeah, argue about fucking sports.
That's it. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now, boy. Bill Cosby ain't do it. Them white women set him up.
That was a
conversation for 3 weeks straight.
Yep. Every time you come in there, yeah, it's another victim, man. You saw number 47, man. Them bitches lying, dog.
All of them got together lying.
You want this cut or not, man? And this the dude that cut the hair. And I'm gonna be honest, I think he fucked her hair up. He just got that look. He got that look like
you learned how to cut in prison. When you learn how to cut in prison, you only cut on guys' heads. You don't cut on girls' heads, and it's a different experience.
Yeah, he fucked it up. He lied.
See, she was in a hurry, mm-hmm. and he wasn't cutting nobody. And she was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go to him. He's sitting in the chair asleep.
Yeah.
Everybody else got appointments. Everybody else busy."
He keeps bringing up every time they talk sports. He keeps bringing up Pele.
Yeah, you can tell that dude chair is always empty from his haircut.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if he was gonna be like the dude with the good hair, he would have had a John B. haircut, dog.
Yeah, his hair is fucked up.
Yeah, like
he's rocking a ponytail. I guess if he was rocking the ponytail, like the pullback slick ponytail.
But even if you had to pull back, you gotta have some cut. Like it's got to be on your product. Got to be on your head. Like, oh, okay, yeah. he gonna cut my hair.
No,
good.
It looked like a razor. Yeah. Didn't touch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What like he wearing? He's got the side. He got lines on the side edged up.
Mm-hmm. Like he need to be wearing a lunch lady plastic thing over his head.
Yeah.
You want green corn?
Yeah.
What was he wearing? Hairdressers usually have like they dress well.
Right.
Well. Yeah, that's one thing. Usually the shoes are really nice and comfortable, but nice.
Right.
He got on
that could be
a free t-shirt or something.
Like that could be his good clothes.
From a music festival or some shit.
They wear the barber jacket. You know the barber jacket?
Yeah.
Like Chris Cutter.
Yeah, Chris Cutter got like this nigga ain't even earned his jacket yet. You let him cut your hair?
Jacket, yeah.
He ain't got his stripes.
that barber, it ain't an apron.
Right.
it's like a jacket they put on.
He just out of barber school.
Yeah, he was sweeping the floor, and then she said, well, let me use you, because you know.
He got a mani to sweep her apron on. She let him fuck
his boss came over and punched the shit out of that girl, because she was like, I can't let you shoot him. Yeah. Bang.
They let her try three times before they hit her, by the way. So she almost
probably
got
pull the trigger three times.
Right.
Yeah. She was shaking. She was all over the place shaking. Like she had the palsy, because she was scared. She didn't know about shooting.
Manny fucked that woman hair up, dog.
You have to stop cutting her hair every 3 minutes to go stir some sauce or something.
He looked guilty. He looked guilty as shit in that picture, dog. He did it.
He looked in that picture. He looks like he farted and he's trying to deny it.
Yeah, you know I ain't fuck her hair. She must have cut it in the car again. Like it was straight when she left. I'm like, all right, Manny. All right, so it's one nigga in the chair like. That ain't what happened when you fucked my hair up, Manny. You gave me that fucked up Gumby last week, dog. All right, man. Sword ratchet this time. Last thing.
Of course. That is the longest intro of a bit.
Next time I'll remix it for you. I'll add some more stuff to it. Let me see. The biggest deal. This is my part right here, Randolph. It's coming up.
See?
A swap shop employee described samurai sword attack. That's right.
Oh shit.
His name is Paramidget Singh. And he has some nerve severed in attack that happened Sunday in Florida. Lauderhill, Florida. Oh, Florida, of course. Let's see if I can play this news clip for you guys.
Tonight only on Local 10, we are hearing from the second victim of two random and violent attacks by the same man. Both were caught on camera. The victim was savagely attacked by a man swinging a sword just moments after his attacker beat an 81-year-old man with a metal pole.
Local 10 News reporter Derek Short.
Jesus.
Is live with this exclusive. Derek. This guy, this victim, says he thought he was going to be killed in all of this. He says it started as a normal Sunday morning here at the swap shop where he works. He's worked there for over a decade. Then he saw a man grab a sword off of a display, start to chase him, and now after that attack, he's concerned he could be permanently disabled.
You can hear the screams and see the terror. An incredibly vicious attack with a sword caught on camera.
How he hitting me, it means he want to kill me.
Now for the first time we are hearing from the victim of that random encounter. Paramjit Singh's back bruised, but his arm taking the brunt of the beating as he tried to protect his face.
So you thought you were going to die?
Yes, of course, because when he hit me, like, I say, okay, that's it for me. I think he's going to kill me.
Singh says he was working at the swap shop Sunday morning, as he has for 10 years, when he saw who police identify as 21-year-old Javon Walker grab the medieval weapon and lock his sights on Singh.
He just jumped and took out the sword and removed from the cover. When he removed the cover, then he coming to me.
Singh could not outrun his attacker and would be tossed to the ground. Incredibly, officers say Walker had already perpetrated another unprovoked attack that same morning, allegedly beating 81-year-old Douglas Brochet with a metal pipe as he tried to get gas at a Lauderhill Shell station. We spoke to Brochet yesterday. He was recovering with bruises and 18 stitches.
He's on them basalts.
Meanwhile, Singh has had surgery on his arm. He says nerves were severed and he still cannot feel two of his fingers. Still,
he ain't gonna feel him again either.
Grateful to have survived.
He had no reason.
It's no reason. His reason is to kill someone. That's his reason. It means I'm lucky alive.
All right.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Yeah. By the way, if you're guessing the race, Javon was black.
Wow.
Javon, I was gonna say he's black.
Yeah, Javon. Yeah. Javon Walker, the attacker, was black. Also, another side black note. He had the curvy sword.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, so came out with a scimitar. Jesus Christ.
Like, I seen that shit. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. And they showed a video. That was Vision. He beat the hell out of that old man.
Yeah, that old man got it even worse than the sword attack dude.
Jesus.
He got piped to the face like 4-5 times, dog. He's taking.
He got a curvy sword.
Yeah, and that's
why. When you go to buy a sword, you got to look for a curvy sword. They don't just sell those.
Right.
It's all katanas. You got to look for a curvy sword.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that's why they have to make the laws that y'all can't be beating old folks. You know, they 65 and older. They're like, you know what? That's an extra 5 to 10.
Yeah, dude. That old man took more pipe to the face than Janet Jackson on that. on that one. That dude got fucked up. All right, man. Look, check out Three Guys On. They're on iTunes. They're on Stitcher when it's up. They're on all the other podcast apps as well. Make sure you follow them on Twitter as well.
Yes, please.
The main account for their show is Three Guys On, but they all have their own accounts as well. Tim Damone is Tim Miller's Twitter. Randolph is Real Talk For You.
Get some of it.
On Twitter, make sure you get some of that real talk. And Andy Klein is Andy Klein 74 on Twitter. Did all those off the top of my head, y'all. I'm nice with it.
Yes, y'all got any shows coming up?
Yeah, y'all got any shows coming up that y'all would like to plug?
I don't. Andy's got some stuff coming.
I'll go to March. I got some big things in March. March 17th through 19th, I'm at Magoobies, just north of Baltimore, with Rich Voss opening for him. And on March 25th, I'll be in Leesburg, my hometown, opening with Jason Weems on the show. So that'll be a good time. So two opportunities in March this evening.
Make sure y'all check them out. What about you, Tim?
If you're around the Eastern Way, I'm in Eastern Maryland, March 17th at the Avalon Theater.
Who are you taking?
Taking Josh Caderna out of Baltimore.
Oh, that's good. He's from there. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he's got family up there. So
yeah,
it'll be a good show.
Yeah.
That's all good. Right,
give
man.
That's the spot.
Well, make sure you guys do that, and like I said, check them out, man. They're very funny guys.
Yes, they are.
Listen to their podcast, and you know, support the crew, man. Because
I say it all the time, but every time I come on, I'm gonna keep saying it. We have to thank you a lot because you really increased our visibility in the podcast world. So we really appreciate you and Karen.
We love you guys. We love having y'all on. True.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt, sir. Man.
I'd love to get down there and do a show. It's somewhere around y'all, so y'all can come see us do comedy.
Oh, man, maybe I can email the Comedy Zone, man. I wonder if
listen, it always helps to somebody to request of people to come in their area. It helps.
Okay.
A lot.
It helps a lot. Okay. You'd be surprised.
Well, I'll do that, man. I'll draft up an email, see if we can get y'all to come through, man. Maybe we can make a thing out of it. Get some people to come out and see y'all, man.
Do a big show
and
stuff.
It helps a lot.
All right. Well, we got y'all, man.
Magic too. Mo better, Mo blue.
Exactly. Mo better blue magic, dog.
Working on it.
Can't wait, dog. All right, y'all. We'll be back tomorrow. Same black time, same black channel. See y'all then. Until then, enjoy your second side chicks day. hope I didn't ruin it. Spoiler surprise. But we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Till then, love you.
I love you too. Mwah.